It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some front shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. You walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
All right. Let's see what in the holy heck darn's going on here. Wine Cellar. I can probably bring that way the heck on down there. All right, no video for this one. Straight to tape. White on White Crime. There was a sad story in there. I took it out. It's in the web post with some extra detail because I do want to get to it later anyway, but not as a part of this episode. All right. And these are all Phoenix Collider's show notes. I didn't get to take a very good look at them as usual. So we're going to figure this whole thing out. We're going to go on over to Phoenix, Arizona first. All right, Phoenix, Arizona. And I don't know where Phoenix Collider went. She left the room. She is AWOL, I think is what they call it. AWOL. So this is coming off of azfamily.com. A Phoenix woman has been arrested for allegedly stealing a medical transport van. This sounds familiar. This really does sound familiar. All right, so stole a medical transport van, and it has a GPS of the van.
Well,
so she stole a medical transport van that had GPS, and the police fellers dumbfounded her. All right, now this is Jessica Renee Carandreas, a 35-year-old individual who faces one charge of unlawful means of transportation. Who's writing that? Legalese is the goofiest shit. The police fellers, they say that on January 12th at around 1 in the a.m., a MedStar medical transport van was stolen from the area of the 24th Street and Thomas Road. All right, now, someone had apparently left the keys in the vehicular and just stepped away for about 10 minutes, which is probably not in their training. And when they returned, it was gondified, and they were like, fuck. All right. And so witnesses at the location told the police fellers that the white van pulled up, honked the dat-gum horn, and then they heard a female yell, "Come on, let's go. I stole the van." This is what happened. Now, I stole the van. Like, were they targeting this van? After she was advised of her rights, Mrs. Carandreas told the police fellers that she was never inside the vehicle, but was just by the driver door trying to get her flask that was located inside the van. So someone stole her flask and put it in a medical van. This is the, you know what? She gave it a shot. She's like, this is my statement. I mean, if cis men can go around saying that's my story and I'm sticking to it, cis women get to fucking be standing by a stolen vehicular trying to get their flask out. Now, the police, they say that that this individual, Carandreas, excuse, quote, never worked for MedStar and she had no permission to take the van, end quote. Now, the court records, they show that Carandreas has prior convictions for drogas possession and burglary convictions. She is being held without bond and her next court date is due on a date that already passed. Right now it's January 23rd. The court date was January 17th. This is backdated white on white crime. Phoenix Kalita finds what she can when she can. All right. Let's see what on the holy heck darn else is going on here. All right. Kentucky. The Kentucky police fellers, they have their own way of showing you what values are. And it's funny because, like, in this picture that's taken, the police feller is hiding his face. Hiding his face. I don't think by accident either. Let me check my old deal of Rooney's there. All right. Looking like a pretty fair deal. All right. So, and this is on NPR. Now, according to the Lexington, Kentucky Police Department, there was a minor tragedy Monday. They're using, if I get it, it's prefixed with minor. They're still using the word tragedy here. There was a minor tragedy this past Monday near the corner of Pink Pigeon Parkway and Man O' War Boulevard. That's its own story right there. Why is there a Pink Pigeon Parkway and a Man O' War Boulevard? And it's Man O' War. O apostrophe space war. I mean, yeah, Boulevard. All right. And so a delivery truck done caught it on fire. And not just any delivery truck, but remember, this was a minor tragedy, all right? But this delivery truck was emblazoned with the green and red logo of the Krispy Kreme Donut Company. Come on! Quote, no words, end quote. From the department in a statement on the Twitters, accompanied by a crying emoji. The tweet included photos of heartbroken policy overseers posed near the charred vehicular. Oh, the police are being funny and cute, but also inadvertently showing you all they really care about. It's chilling, right? Like the donut, the cops are known for donuts. I don't know when that started, where that started, why that became a thing, right? But that's their value, chilling. That's most of what cops do, is chill the fuck out. You know, like you ever notice a person speeding past a speed trap? That's because the cop is in there chilling, probably taking a nap. We see so many cops taking naps out here in the northern suburbs of Illinois, in the United States of McMurka. All right? Cops be chilling. And donuts represent that. Kick it back. Nigga, can you imagine? Like, let's keep it greasy. Me, myself, I know me. And me. You give me 12 donuts and some tall frosty glasses of Moo Cow, I'm sitting on Netflix for a while. I'm chilling. That's what the donuts represent here. Now. And Kamala Harris can't be black with us. Let's take a look here. Now then, the post went viral and support flooded in from around the globe. Fucking bootlickers. And this post flooded in from around the globe from police departments from Ohio, Indiana, New York, and the UK. Oh, yeah, that's totally around the world, right? This was in Kentucky. So apparently around the world is Ohio, Indiana, New York, and oh, yeah, the UK. The other white meat people. Now let's take a look on down here. Oh, and this counts as an article now, is putting embedded tweets, all right? So that's why I thought that one wasn't the funniest thing in the world, but That is very interesting that the police fellers are inadvertently telling you what they really, Martha Fracken, value. All right. And all this stuff, I already made the web post for the episode. The web post is up. All right. I just have to finish the episode and get the episode up with said web post. All right. Let's go on over to Puyallup. Where is Puyallup? Puyallup is in Pierce County, Washington State. The real 253. Puyallup is a bit more suburban than your suburban. All right. A lot of class privilege bouncing around in Puyallup. But they got some blue collar folk around there. All right. They got a little spot here and there where people work hard to not get paid enough for it. And they have a bit of goings on in there. Because remember, Puyallup, you folks have heard me mention Spanaway. In recent weeks, we've covered stories from Spanaway. Puyallup ain't much far from Spanaway. All right. There's actually a pretty darn good shortcut. Like if you go through like a, it's like a tight way past Sunnydale, and you go through this other unnamed neighborhood, and there's this downhill and uphill, and blam, you're in Puyallup. It's a really dope shortcut, because a lot of folks will just go like all the way, like damn near like around Roy and shit and all that, and around Bethel High School. You don't have to do all that. There's a fucking shortcut that will take your ass smooth the fuck there. It's outstanding. You don't have to take Military Road or any of that shit. All right. That's a lot of inside baseball. Fucking. So in Puyallup, Washington, after weeks of radio silence, the Puyallup Police Department on Tuesday shared its latest crime log, which appears to cover most of January so far. Among its most recent entries are numerous domestic violence incidents, stolen and recovered vehiculars, a weird situation involving a van of gypsies, and several shoplifting cases that end in arrests. All right, so a little bit of it. Keep it a basic. Keep it a basic. On 39th Street, a 27-year-old man got a ticket in the mail after he was caught on doorbell cam stealing a package from his neighbor's porch, the police fellers said. Though the suspect was known, the police fellers were unsuccessful in making direct contact with him. What the fuck are y'all getting paid for? You found his address to send him some shit in the mail, but you can't get, nigga, shit. Burglary. Two masked suspects broke into a Bed Bath & Beyond and stole a drill. You know what? That's my fellow proletariat. They had some blue-collar shit to do, and they couldn't afford a drill yet. Let them get their motherfucking taxes, all right? Open the government, fuckface. Shit, it's your government. You fucking white people wanted to force government across the fucking world with your ideas. Open your shit up. Fraud. These are all just stories. They're like apparently just backed up crime log because, again, they were probably at Krispy Kreme chilling. Fraud on the 700 block of River Road. A victim reported multiple fraudulent credit card transactions made in Tacoma between June and December in 2018. The victim was apparently unsure how the suspect identity thief obtained their credit card information. All right. They have an assault, right? 56-year-old man told the police fellers that a woman shoved him during an argument over payment for a laptop rental. The woman reportedly denied this account. The case was forwarded to the Pierce County Prosecutor's Office. And doobadoop boop bop boo dot skip bop bifflibadoobadoo. What the fuck in the Becky Lives Matter? CPS referral. Where you live, it might be DCF, DCFS, Department of Children and Family Services. Out in Washington State, it's CPS, Child Protective Services. Same thing. They do the same shitty job. Child Protective Services were called on an 18-year-old woman who left her infant unattended in her car while she went into Panera Bread. The woman reportedly told investigators she didn't want to wake up her baby. theft. A 25-year-old woman was arrested for allegedly shoplifting clothes from Macy's, according to the police, fellers. The woman wrapped the store's security devices in foil, which evidently didn't work as she planned. Whew! And she was carrying an unspecified amount of heroin. That's some real tinfoil hatting. Is that a thing that people believe? You know what? Let's go ahead and do a Yahoo search real quick, fast here, right here on the Datgum broadcast. Because is that a thing that, like, that's going around? Is that information, misinformation? Tinfoil around security tags store alarms. Uh-oh. Okay, let's search it up. Let's see what's happening. Okay, apparently on Fox 4, August 9th, 2017, they have a headline, Thieves Use Aluminum Foil to Shoplift? What is this? Somebody named Nick Robinson in 2016 has a video saying how to beat a Walmart security tag. And abcnews.go.com/technology. Let's actually go to this one. All right, this is the way we tangent. Answer Geek on ABC News. How electronic tags foil theft? Ooh. Question. How do those little sensor strips that are embedded in the cover of books and libraries and in products in the store work? Answer. Welcome to the world of loss protection, the entire industry dedicated to the art of preventing something called shrinkage, better known as, to the rest of us, as shoplifting. All right, what's the store going to do? Electronic tags, da-da-da-da-da. EAS systems, radio systems, AM systems. And this article has absolutely nothing about that. Martha Fracken Foyle. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she was gunning for. She got some information somewhere and she gave it a shot and it didn't work. Okay? That's a fact-based truth. It didn't work. Now, let's dance it on down. Theft, shoplifting on North End Meridian. I've been on that road. I'm from Washington State. It makes sense that I've been on that road. So, Fred Meyer's business out there. I don't know how regional, local it is, but I grew up around Fred Meyer's. And so their loss prevention team detained a woman who allegedly stole items from the store. Really? While speaking with the police, fellers, the woman reportedly threatened to return to the store. Wait the fuck? She threatened to return to the store? Okay, the store from which she trespassed, if she would... Ooh! Excuse me. And she threatened to... if she was only cited for shoplifting and not booked into jail, then why are they using the word threatened? This is a quote from the police, fellers. She was booked. I guess in this situation, you get what you ask for. Weird. DWLS. Don't know what that stands for, but a warrant arrest. A man driving around with a headlight was pulled over. During the traffic stop, the police, fellers, learned that the man not only had repeatedly suspended driver's license, but also a no bail DUI warrant from Mason County. DUI on South Meridian, 3700 block. A 24-year-old man returned a blood alcohol content level roughly three times the legal limit. Apparently, three times the legal limit is just normal. Is that just regular hammered? Like, if you're just regular hammered, are you three times the legal limit? Because in over 800 episodes of this podcast, I swear to fuck, I've said three times the legal limit more than I've said black. All right. Now, and he showed this after he was pulled over for a moving violation. The police, fellers, said it was unclear where he'd been drinking before his arrest. I don't know why that matters. Theft, vehicle prowl, PSP, obstructing, resisting, trespassing, and a warrant. This might as well be a Spanaway story. I bet you this Father Mucker is from Spanaway. Also on South Meridian. Apparently it goes down on Meridian. And this is at the Safeway store. So a Puyallup overseer who chased down a shoplifting suspect reportedly uncovered a much larger theft operacion. Initially, the 25-year-old individual was chased for stealing a Seahawks jacket from Safeway. An officer caught up with the man behind Sparks Stadium, and a foot chase began. The officer eventually caught the man, hiding in a nearby shed. Upon the man's arrest, the officer learned that not only was the suspect wanted on robbery, a warrant but he had also just stolen multiple credit cards and a laptop from a fothermucking car. All the stolen property was returned to the owner, and the man was taken to Pierce County Jail. And they call it a much larger theft operation. It's one guy that likes to steal. Do 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 bop boop bop boop bop ba flippy dibba do. You know, I'm really looking for the caravan full of gypsies. I think Fiance Collider did not read this one before she posted it, because that story is not coming up. Like, and they have a gang of stories. Damn, nigga. Well, you know what? We have that shit linked in the web post for this episode. So maybe you can find. And that's a slur. I'm pretty sure gypsies is a slur, if I remember an episode of Stuff You Should Know. All right, so a man had a manly reaction to something. All right, this is the reality. This is how it works. All right, folks. excuse me. And where are we? We're in Madison. Are we in Wisconsin? We're fucking with the Sconnies right now. Okay, we're fucking with the Sconnies in Wisconsin. So a Madison man wreaked havoc at his house Sunday night with an item that he took to another item. The man was arrested for domestic-related charges of disorderly conduct and damage to property, according to the police chief, Mike Koval. All right, and he wrote about the incident in his daily blog. Damage was estimated to be about 5,000 doll hairs. The overseers went to the Westside residence at about 10 p.m. Sunday. Quote. The suspect called 911 himself because of his actions in response to drinking too much and then overreacting when believing his wife had damaged some of his prized property, action figures. End quote. The man got a log-splitting axe, because action figures, and after his wife left the residence, he destroyed the TV, because action figures, the TV stand, because action figures, the laptop computer, because action figures, and other items in the house, because action figures. He then moved to the outside of the house and smashed the family car, chopping off both side mirrors and eventually striking the windshield with such force that the axe became stuck. Arriving overseers found the axe sticking out of the windshield. And this is on the Wisconsin State Journal, all right? Madison.com, fucking with the Sconnies. All right, and they're all having a good time, man. I'll tell you what. All right, now where I really don't know where Fiance Collider is. I think she's just out for this entire episode, because we are 24 minutes in and she is not be here. All right, so we're in Indiana, and the mugshot we have posted with the web post for this episode, the web post is already up. All right, and the mugshot looks like things didn't go as planned for this elf-eared looking motherfucker. So, as per usual, as per casual, as per normal, an Indiana man was arrested after he allegedly got this mugshot does not say allegedly, allegedly got into a scuffle with his girlfriend and her friend while he was driving them home. All right. Now, the two women alleged to the Will County Sheriff's deputies that on Tuesday, they were at Jason's Pub. We all like Jason's Pub, don't we? And Jason's Pub can be found on 1361 Benton Street in Crete. All right? And you can go there and you can have yourself a beverage down at the pub. And they were hanging out with this fella, Justin Dovich, a 35-year-old individual, at the 2100 block of 218th Street Place in Sauk Village. A boyfriend of one of the gals, Kathy Hoffmeyer, that's who they were hanging out with, was Justin, who was a boyfriend of one of the gals. Now, Dovich began verbally abusing his girlfriend, and the two women decided to leave as a result, the police feller said. But they decided to allow Dovich to drive them back home. When they were on the road, Dovich began striking his girlfriend while she sat in the passenger seat. The other girl then began striking Dovich from the back seat in order to stop the physical altercation. Dovich pulled the vehicle to the side of the road, and a fight broke out between the three outside of the vehicular. Then, all three left the scene on foot. The deputies who responded to the fight received a message that Dovich had called to report that he had been in a physical altercation with his girlfriend and that he was all bloody. The St. John police transported Mr. Dovich to the deputies, and when the deputies questioned him, they determined his account of the fight conflicted with the accounts provided by the two women. The deputies charged Mr. Dovich with violating a protective order. And you gotta keep it greasy. The big, the story behind this story is his fucking mugshot. He got his ass scratched the fuck up. Like, nigga. Okay, what I can see with my glaucoma, let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 visible bloody scratches. And two of them by his left eye are kind of fucking deep. Like, he's not gonna need stitches, but they're fucking deep. Like, yo, that's what he gets, yo. This is something special coming off of Fox News. I stay yawning on the program. That's because I'm not breathing at a proper rate. All right, so we're down in Minnesota. But you know how it is. If you go to Florida, you become a part of it. So this Minnesota man got himself arrested in Florida for allegedly masturbating in public, and he was bailed out of jail and arrested 3 days later for allegedly masturbating in another hotel in front of guests. Jason Teets, a 47-year-old individual, was arrested on January 9th after he was seen touching himself at Hotel Zamora in St. Pete Beach, Florida. The police feller said that he was bonded out of Pinellas County Jail shortly after his arrest, and that information came from Tampa Bay's Fox 13. Just 3 days later, the police fellers said five young gals reported seeing Teets masturbating in the cabanas of the hotel in Clearwater Beach, about 20 miles north of the first incident. What is this, like some sort of fucking Louis C.K. protest or something? What is he doing? A 17-year-old told the station that he approached Teets, who then walked away. The teen said he chased Teets into a parking garage, where a few people helped restrain him. Amid a scuffle, Teets allegedly punched the teen in the face. Ew! Was it with his bait in hand? Ew! Oh, that's so grody! Oh my god, dude. Ugh. Oh my god. Ugh, that is not fetch. Ugh. So, Teets, this is T-I-E-T-Z, so I'm guessing it's Teets is his name. He was arrested and taken into custody, and he now faces charges of lewd and lascivious exhibition and child abuse. All of these are felonies. He was being held at the Pinellas County Jail on $55,000 bond, and his next court date has not been set, according to the Sentinel. He is accused of a similar offense in South Dakota. Yes, man. So this fella just, I don't know, I guess he's doing his own Louis C.K. stand-up special. Like, is this like cover art? Is he a cover band for Louis C.K.? Is he like a, is this the acoustic cover? Like, he was just playing his instrument and singing? No studio tricks? No studio tricks, right? This guy's authentic. You gotta respect that. From Mr. Teets. Yes, indeed. And that's all of it. And in the web post, again, down at the bottom of the web post for this episode is going to be that sad story. All right. And you can check that out. I'm not going to cover it in this episode. Maybe we can Free Thought Thursday that one. We'll see how things go. I don't know where Phoenix Kalita is. She just missed the whole darn episode. And that's why it was so short, because we had no banter. It was just me riffing. So 32 minutes, and that's your white on white crime. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam if you want to drop something in the tip jar. And some homies did come through, drop something in the tip jar. Fucking dig it. Niggas dropping this, dropping that, that, this, that, and the other. Like, really fucking help knock out these wine cellar bills. And then more, like, you make this a job to where, like, like, I can go get Phoenix Kalita a box of chocolates and a teddy bear, you know, with shit like that. Because it actually is an income that you've created for us. Thank you. And that's PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam for the tip jar. And Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund if you want to get the slowly increasing Patreon-only content. And just to choose to optionally pay a tax so everyone can drive on Wine Cellar Boulevard. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.